Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental and frequently examined topics in the entire specification. Ionic bonding. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, I can promise you this topic will come up, and it comes up in ways that catch candidates out every single year. So let's make sure that doesn't happen to you. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain exactly how ionic bonds form, draw dot and cross diagrams with total confidence, describe the lattice structure, deduce formulae for ionic compounds, and, crucially, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for in every type of question on this topic. Let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Ionic bonding is all about electron transfer. When a metal atom and a nonmetal atom come together, the metal loses one or more electrons from its outer shell, and the nonmetal gains those electrons into its outer shell. This transfer creates two oppositely charged particles called ions, and the strong electrostatic attraction between those oppositely charged ions is what we call an ionic bond. Now, why does this happen? It comes down to stability. Atoms are most stable when their outer electron shell is full, just like the noble gases in group zero. Sodium, for example, has the electron configuration 2, 8, 1. That lonely electron in the outer shell is energetically unfavorable. If sodium loses that one electron, it's left with the configuration 2, 8, a full outer shell, just like neon. So sodium loses an electron and becomes Na+, a positive ion called a cation. Chlorine, on the other hand, has the configuration 2, 8, 7. It needs just one more electron to achieve a full outer shell of 8, like argon. So chlorine gains that electron and becomes Cl minus, a negative ion called an anion. Here's the key rule you must know. Metals in group 1 form 1 plus ions. Metals in group 2 form 2 plus ions. Nonmetals in group 6 form 2 minus ions. And nonmetals in group 7 form 1 minus ions. You'll be expected to apply this in the exam. Now let's talk about dot and cross diagrams, because this is where a huge number of marks are dropped. A dot and cross diagram shows the electron arrangement of the atoms before bonding and the ions after bonding. When you draw the ions, you must, and I cannot stress this enough, you must put square brackets around each ion and write the charge outside the bracket. Examiners are specifically instructed to withhold marks if the brackets or charges are missing. This is one of the most common errors in the country, so please don't make it. Let's walk through the sodium chloride example. You draw sodium with its electrons, 2 in the first shell, 8 in the second, and 1 in the outer shell. You draw chlorine with 2, 8, 7. Then you show the single outer electron from sodium transferring to chlorine's outer shell. Now sodium has 2, 8, draw it in square brackets with a plus sign outside. Chlorine now has 2, 8, 8, draw it in square brackets with a minus sign outside. The electrons from one atom are shown as dots, and from the other as crosses, so the examiner can see exactly where each electron came from. What about magnesium oxide? Magnesium is in group 2, so it loses 2 electrons and becomes Mg2+. Oxygen is in group 6, so it gains 2 electrons and becomes O2-. One magnesium provides exactly the right number of electrons for one oxygen. The formula is MgO. But what about magnesium chloride? Magnesium loses 2 electrons, but each chlorine can only accept 1. So you need 2 chlorine atoms for every 1 magnesium atom. The formula is MgCl2. This is how you deduce formulae. You balance the charges so the total positive charge equals the total negative charge. The compound must be electrically neutral overall. Now let's talk about the structure that forms when many ions come together. Ionic compounds don't exist as simple molecules. Instead, they form a giant ionic lattice, a regular, repeating, three-dimensional arrangement of ions. In sodium chloride, each sodium ion is surrounded by 6 chloride ions, and each chloride ion is surrounded by 6 sodium ions. This regular arrangement is held together by the strong electrostatic forces of attraction between all the oppositely charged ions throughout the entire structure. This giant lattice structure explains the properties of ionic compounds. They have high melting and boiling points because a lot of energy is needed to overcome all those strong electrostatic forces throughout the lattice. They conduct electricity when dissolved in water or when melted because the ions are then free to move and carry charge. but they do not conduct electricity when solid because the ions are held in fixed positions in the lattice. One more thing on subatomic particles and ions. The number of protons in an ion never changes. It's still the same element. What changes is the number of electrons. Sodium has 11 protons. Na+ has 11 protons, but only 10 electrons. It lost one. Chlorine has 17 protons. Cl- has 17 protons, but 18 electrons. It gained one. The number of neutrons is always the mass number minus the atomic number. And this doesn't change when an ion forms either. Right, let's get into exam technique because knowing the chemistry is only half the battle. First, command words. If a question says, state the type of bonding in sodium chloride, you just need to write ionic bonding. That's it. One mark, one phrase. Don't over-explain. But if it says, explain why sodium chloride has a high melting point, you need to use the word because and link the cause to the effect. A full mark answer would say something like, sodium chloride has a high melting point because it has a giant ionic lattice structure in which there are strong electrostatic forces of attraction between the oppositely charged ions throughout the lattice. A large amount of energy is required to overcome these forces. Notice how that answer mentions the lattice, the electrostatic forces, the opposite charges, and the energy required. That's what gets you full marks. Now, the most common mistakes. Number one, saying that nonmetals lose electrons, they don't. Nonmetals gain electrons, metals lose, nonmetals gain. If you mix this up, you will lose marks. Number two, forgetting the brackets and charges on dot and cross diagrams. I've already mentioned this, but it's so important I'm saying it again. Brackets and charges, every single time. Number three, describing the ionic lattice as a molecule or saying it has molecules. It does not. It is a giant structure, not a molecular one. Use the word lattice or giant ionic structure. Number four, not balancing charges when writing formulae. Always check that the total positive charge equals the total negative charge. For six, mark extended writing questions, structure your answer clearly. Start with the electron transfer, name the ions formed, describe the lattice, and explain the electrostatic forces. Examiners are looking for a logical sequence of ideas, not just a list of facts. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What charge does a group 2 metal ion have? 2+. Correct. Question two. What must you always include when drawing a dot and cross diagram of an ion? Square brackets and the charge outside the bracket. Question three. What is the formula of calcium chloride? Calcium is in group 2. Chlorine is in group 7. CaCl2. Calcium is Ca2+. Chlorine is Cl-. You need two chloride ions to balance the 2+ charge. Question four. Why does sodium chloride conduct electricity when dissolved in water but not when solid? When dissolved, the ions are free to move and carry charge. When solid, the ions are in fixed positions in the lattice and cannot move. Question five. What is the difference between a cation and an anion? A cation is a positively charged ion. It lost electrons. An anion is a negatively charged ion. It gained electrons. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a lightning summary of the key points. Ionic bonding involves the transfer of electrons from a metal to a nonmetal, forming oppositely charged ions. The strong electrostatic attraction between these ions is the ionic bond. Metals in groups 1 and 2 lose electrons to form positive ions. Nonmetals in groups 6 and 7 gain electrons to form negative ions. Dot and cross diagrams must always show square brackets and charges on the ions. Ionic compounds form giant lattice structures, not simple molecules, held together by strong electrostatic forces throughout. To deduce a formula, balance the charges so the compound is electrically neutral overall. In the exam, always use precise language. Giant ionic lattice, strong electrostatic forces of attraction, oppositely charged ions. These are the phrases that earn marks. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark you understand is a mark you can earn. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.